Plato's Republic. Introduction. What persists throughout the perpetual flow of events in the world? Plato's Republic explores that question, and a host of others, perhaps answering it best by what it shows in its own endurance over a period of nearly 2,400 years. But what actually remains of Plato's own work? How authentic is the Greek text? How accurate is any translation of the Greek text? Can we ever step twice into the same river? When we consider the wide variety of interpretations of the Republic that have emerged over the millennia, the challenge of finding the real Plato becomes even greater. Plotinus, in the 3rd century of the Christian era, drew upon Plato's writings to develop his version of Neoplatonism. A century later, Augustine formulated his version of Christian Platonism, drawing on certain books of the Platonists. At the beginning of the modern epoch, Descartes developed a form of essentialism that recollects some important features of Christian Platonism. Descartes' ontological dualism between two substances, mind and matter, was as influential on subsequent thinking about the nature of reality as Augustine's separation between the city of man and the city of God was on politics and theology. In the 20th century, Karl Popper considered the Republic to be probably the most elaborate monograph on justice ever written, but he interpreted it as a form of totalitarian justice. Library shelves throughout the world are laden with interpretations and commentaries on the Republic, some praising it as a sacred text, and others, like Popper's, linking it to the social programs of Hitler and Stalin. Because they frequently contradict each other, these various interpretations and applications of Plato's thought cannot all be correct, and it is probable that they are flawed in important ways. Neither this introduction nor this